Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And if $147 a barrel oil was an emergency for consumers around the world, $68 a barrel oil is an emergency for the ministers of OPEC, who are gathered at an emergency meeting in Vienna today. And in the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel in Vienna is Carola Hoyos, who's the chief energy correspondent for the Financial Times. Carola, thanks for joining us.
Hi, nice to be there.
The test really for OPEC is, can they defend their price by lowering production? And really, whether they do or not, they're in a bit of a bind here. What's OPEC likely to do, do you think?
Oh, well, that's the kind of million-dollar question at the moment. They're terribly split with some countries that really need high oil prices to keep their economies running, saying they want an immediate and very deep cut, and others, and in fact more powerful members, who, such as Saudi Arabia, hinting in fact that this wouldn't be such a good idea when the economies of the consuming countries are in trouble. You don't want to increase oil prices. You want to get them back on their feet so that they can, demand oil. There's also a political overhang here because, of course, you've got the elections in the U.S., and the Saudis really don't want to anger the incoming president just 2 weeks before he's elected. So that's everything that they have to think about here, and it's really tricky. I don't know what they're going to do. They tend to like to surprise the market because it will give them a bigger upshot if they do. So often it is very hard to believe what you're being told.
Is it a different economic situation to sell a lot of oil at a low price versus less oil at a higher price?
You're right. I mean, this is the calculation that these countries have to make. They have to say, well, this is how much we can produce, and that'll have an impact on the price, of course. And there is a perfect threshold for all of them. But, for example, Iran and Iraq and Venezuela need the oil price threshold to be very high, at around $90 to $100 a barrel, whereas somebody like Qatar, which is a tiny little country, needs it closer to $10 a barrel. And Saudi Arabia, who is the big gorilla here and the most important voice, needs it at about $50 a barrel.
Interesting.
So they all have different targets.
So the oil's rise was unprecedented and rapid, but its decline is by a couple orders of magnitude even faster and even more unprecedented. I'm wondering if you're seeing any signs with oil at its lowest level in 16 months of ministers, you know, maybe cutting back on expenses, smaller entourages, maybe they're carpooling, the Qataris are with the Saudis in the same limo, that kind of thing?
No carpooling, and then also no plane pooling either, which would be an even bigger bigger expense saver. So far, I haven't seen it. The Saudis haven't come into Vienna yet. I will be counting Rolex watches for you, though.
Thank you. Give us a sense of the scene right there in the lobby of the Intercom where the meeting's taking place.
There's a really big buzz. I don't know if you can hear that behind me. There's basically the expectations of the Saudis to arrive in the Grand Hotel in Vienna, just steps away from the Intercontinental. Lots of other people are staying here where I'm standing. There are, at least kind of 20 reporters in the lobby, pretending to just be sitting there sipping Viennese coffee, but in fact they have a hawk's eye on the front door.
Well, we don't care about the reporters. We don't care about the reporters except for you, Carola.
Of course. Well,
quickly,
that's very
quickly.
Kind. But
actually, we got to go, Carola. We got to go. But great scene, great stuff. Thanks, Carola Hoyos. Screaming about Ferraris outside. Chief Energy Correspondent for the Financial Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.